It was Prime Minister Wong himself who moved Gan Kim Yong out of Choa Chu Kang when he had been there for 14 years. DPM Gan is new to the ground in Punggol. Prime Minister Wong said that the move was for leadership distribution. This does not make sense because Singapore is so small. We are not America, China, or even Malaysia. In 2020, Ng Chee Meng was moved from Pasir Ris Punggol to Sengkang GRC and he lost. To move a minister who you claim to be really, really important at election time is a risk. And it can be deemed reckless when you have other relatively safer constituencies to put him in. And he knows exactly what I mean. So if DPM Gan is indispensable, then, if I may use PM Wong's own phrase, moving him was cavalier and irresponsible.
The Workers' Party does not run on a politics of fear. But if there is any fear at all, then let it be that Singaporeans, the fear that Singaporeans are being priced out of their own homeland. If there is fear, it is the fear that we are losing our way. Our leaders are too high in their ivory towers or too deep in their black and white bungalows. Remember this, your vote is secret. Last election, almost 1 million Singaporeans, 1 million courageously voted against the PAP in hope of seeing genuine change. Do you think the government can monitor everyone?
Now the second argument I often hear from the same group is that, hey, I'm kind of scared to lose what I have. I like my constituency, I like the way things are. My response is quite simple, and this is also to the voters of Tampines. You're not going to lose what you love. Your five-year master plan is going to stay exactly where it is. Your parks, your upgrading, your programs, they'll remain. But by voting for us, what happens? You'll get us as your MPs, but you also get the PAP candidates that you love to become your grassroots advisors, right? You will still get the PA to run programs for you, right? So you'll get 2 Meet the People sessions, you'll get 2 National Day dinners, you'll get 2 Hari Raya dinners, you will have double of everything. So really, voting for the opposition is this buy one, get one free scenario, and Aljunied can tell you that's exactly how it works.
For me, what was so troubling about the attempt to sell NTUC income was the message that nothing is sacred, that valuable domestic entities could be sold for short-term financial reasons, leaving less for future generations to build upon. That we have leaders who know the price of everything and the value of nothing.
We saw a minister convicted for impropriety. We endured repeated breakdowns of the public transport system, traced together use for purposes that it was not intended for. An inadvertent release of our NRIC numbers and the bungled sale of NTUC income to Allianz. Without an opposition presence in Parliament, far fewer inconvenient questions would have been asked. Fewer debates over course corrections and policy errors would have occurred, and mistakes made by the government would not have been held to account in the same way. We are needed for alternative ideas. Proposals that the Workers' Party has championed have made their way into policies over time.
We call for more financial support for the involuntarily unemployed so that they are supported as they navigate the changing employment landscape. We champion flexible work arrangements for all and more shared parental leave, so we give families time to nurture those who matter the most. We urge the expansion of the public rental scheme and reduction of BTO waiting times, because we believe that every family deserves not just shelter, but a place to call home. Now, these are just some of the many examples of how when good ideas find their way into policy, we all win.
You may have heard of the PAP candidate say Aljunied has had 14 years without a PAP voice. But let's get real. Singaporeans already hear the PAP voice every day. The PAP held almost 90% of elected seats in the last term of parliament. Their ministers are featured daily in the news. The PAP voice is loud and ever present. What is missing is your voice. A voice that asks tough questions, that proposes alternatives, that speaks up for you, even when it's inconvenient for the government. That is the voice of the Workers' Party.
The Kathmandu residents are being served by WP, PAP and PA on the ground. So total, how many?
Three.
Better or not?
Three.
Those living in the PAP constituency, how many people are serving them?
Four.
Huh? I have to be fair to them, two. Let's be fair. Yes, but for us, this? Yes.
And we too, like the pioneers that came before us, we too can decide to write our story. Yeah. Our story can be one where my colleagues and I in the Workers' Party will continue to make the PAP work harder for Singapore. It will be a story that even when the going gets tough, we will not sit behind our vouchers and not speak out.
At such a time like this, with global uncertainties and challenges, it is even more important for us to have more heads with different ideas in Parliament rather than having one team speaking from the same script, singing the same song. Workers' Party MPs were outnumbered 1:9 in the last parliament. But to better scrutinize the government, we need more Workers' Party MPs, not fewer. We can't afford. There's not enough of us. We can only do so much. We need more Workers' Party MPs in parliament to scrutinize the government.
Back in 2011, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew compared the PAP Aljunied team with the Workers' Party team. On the PAP side, there was George Yeo, Lim Hui Hua, Zainal Abidin, Ong Ye Kung, and Cynthia Pua. And on the Workers' Party team, we had Mr. Lau Tia Kiang, myself, Chen Shou Mao, Faisal Manap, and Pritam Singh. Mr. Lee talked up the PAP team as too important to lose. Two ministers, a future Speaker of Parliament, a future minister, and the best grassroots leader. Whereas, he said, the Workers' Party team only had one MP, one NCMP, a celebrity, and two unknowns. He even warned Aljunied voters that if they voted in the WP team, they would have the next 5 years to repent. But since the PAP lost Aljunied, has Singapore been weakened? Life goes on. And guess what? One of the Workers' Party's unknowns is now the leader of the opposition. On a personal level, we in the Aljunied team have gotten to know our residents over the past 14 years. Just as we care for you, you have also shown your care for us. Recently, when you heard about my marriage, You made greeting cards and mementos to wish my husband and I well. And on a lighter note, some of you even offered me the traditional Chinese blessing, 早生贵子, which means, may you have a baby soon. As the Koreans would say, Sarange.
Lawrence Wong asks for a strong mandate. He says a weakened mandate would make it harder for the PAP to represent Singaporeans' interests internationally. His foreign counterparts will size up the PAP ministers when they negotiate, and only if the PAP has a clear mandate can they represent Singapore confidently. By strong mandate, the PAP means at least 90% of the fully elected seats, but preferably 100%. So here is reality check number one. Even if every Workers' Party candidate enters Parliament, and that is a very big if, the PAP will still have 71 out of 97 seats, and that is 73%. Does the PAP really believe that foreign leaders of democratic countries who meet Prime Minister Lawrence Wong will think, oh, the Singapore Prime Minister only won 73% of the seats? So lousy. He must come from a lousy school. Before 1980, there were fewer than 70 PAP MPs in Parliament. Yet, the PAP had more than enough people from which to find outstanding 1G ministers. Mr. Lee Kuan Yew had far fewer people to choose from than PM Lawrence Wong has. If the PAP wins 71 out of 97 seats, is PM Wong saying that he cannot find enough good people to fill his cabinet? Is he telling us that the caliber of his PAP MPs is very low? Now, if he is not confident that he has enough ministers, would he have allowed 4 ministers to retire? Would PM Wong have let Teo Chee Hian, Heng Swee Keat, Ng Eng Hang, Maliki Osman to step down if he was short of talent? 3 of these ministers are not just heavyweights, they are super heavyweights. If PM Wong truly believed there was a risk to Singapore's future, he would have asked one or more of them to stay on, just like PM Lee Hsien Loong or then PM Lee Hsien Loong remained as Prime Minister during COVID. But PM Wong let them go. These 4 ministers who retired are years younger than Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong, who remains in cabinet. Without a single vote being cast, it was not the voters or the opposition parties, but Prime Minister Wong who removed 4 ministers. But now he says to the voters, don't vote out serving ministers. PAP candidates and MPs certainly enhance their careers. In comparison, the Workers' Party candidates have little to gain and everything to lose. Actually, I should correct myself. It is not true that the Workers' Party candidates have nothing to gain. They do. By standing as Workers' Party candidates, they acquire the privilege of standing up for Singaporeans, for a more balanced political system, and being counted. If you compare the current Workers' Party candidates to the PAP candidates, I believe you will agree that our batch of candidates is one of the best the Workers' Party has put up. And I would go one step further. The Workers' Party candidates offer all the PAP candidates do and more. These people behind me have come forward to run for the opposition, the Workers' Party. This proves that they are brave, they have guts, they have resilience.